breakfast for Friday morning. It's 9:15. Ray Foley here, Ciara Evans there.
Morning.
Morning, guys. Can you give a shout out to the many players and coaches of Old Christians Rugby Football Club in Rathcooney who are taking part in the big rugby run tomorrow in support of Feed the Heroes. Groups are running a vital virtual marathon to raise funds. I like the idea of that, a virtual marathon. That sounds okay. That sounds like something I could do. Folks can donate by midnight tonight on GoFundMe by searching for the big rugby run. Thanks, Old Christian coaches. And can you please give a big shout out to all the staff, students, parents, guardians and community members down in Cove at Carrigafoy Community College as we're doing a 24-hour Pieta House fundraiser. It's just such a fantastic organisation, and with the times we're facing, it's a much-needed lifeline for so many people. From Sarah in Cove, loving the show every morning and sticking it on as she's working from home. Hey Sarah, thanks for texting, good to have you. And thanks for sticking on Cork's Red FM. And Mal from the band The Riptide Movement's on the line now. They're involved as well because this is a big weekend for Pieta House. Mal, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning? You all right?
Yeah, I'm grand, man. Yeah, it's an early start for us. For the last 6 weeks or so. So
yeah.
It's get me ready for tomorrow morning. Be up a bit earlier tomorrow morning.
You're going to be up very early tomorrow morning. Tell us about the plan for Pieta House, because of course darkness, the walk is gone. It's not happening because people can't congregate in crowds, but they do have a different idea. What's going on?
Yeah, so there's a sunrise appeal happening at the moment, and it's basically where they're encouraging everybody to go up to watch the sunrise and then share the moment on social media.
So
And to leave a donation. So it's kind of one of a few things that they've been doing. We were involved in the Concert of Hope there a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And it's a lot of Irish bands and artists got together, and we played a set each from each of our homes, and we raised 33,000, I think, collectively between all the bands. So there's some great stuff happening to kind of make up for the Darkness Into Light being postponed. You know, the Darkness Into Light walk being postponed.
I suppose they're, because it is, it's become sort of a mini tradition. I know it's in the worst of circumstances, and it's obviously for a fantastic cause and for people that are going through very difficult circumstances. But it is a real moment of togetherness and celebration and support of Pieta House. And the fact that they can't do it is certainly hitting them hard, particularly in the coffers, because they can't do their single biggest event that they usually do.
Yeah, and I heard like that Darkness Into Light walk, that event itself, it raises kind of 80% of their funding for the year. So it's a massive hit for them not to be able to be able to do it at the moment, you know.
Yeah. So give what you can. The website, the regular website is open for business, and you can donate there, darknessintolight.ie. And then you got to get up and watch the sun. I imagine are you an early riser? I don't think people in the music business generally are they?
Not really. but this be early enough for me anyway.
Quarter to nine is the earliest you'd go.
more of a night owl now, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's, I suppose, you know, it's a lifestyle of gigs and late nights and being working on the road or travelling late at night and that kind of thing.
Like you're getting back from gigs at 2 or 3 in the morning, so it's kind of, it is parcel of it, so.
Yeah, I suppose that's one of the things of Darkness Into Light as well. A lot of people still up used to be the case. People would head straight out and do their Darkness Into Light and go to bed then afterwards. But anyway, let's see. Tomorrow morning? Pieta would like to invite everyone to show community and solidarity with those impacted by suicide, getting up at 5:30 a.m. on the 9th tomorrow morning and watch the sunrise from your homes. You can hashtag DIL Sunrise Appeal and hashtag DIL 2020. Mal from the Riptide Movement, thanks so much for joining us, sir. We'll stick on some Riptide Movement actually next, and you can go back to bed, get your sleep ahead of tomorrow morning.
Have a good weekend.
Cheers, sir. You too, stay safe, all the best.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Breakfast on Red FM.